on this episode of Harvard Business Beat.
So RL Production is a event solutions and video marketing company. We specialize in video marketing, social media assets, and broadcast assets for local businesses in the DMV area. And we also do conferences, summits, and events across the country where we specialize in putting video crews on the ground, as well as providing full production solutions, including live streaming, IMAG, rigging, and all of the setup and stuff that you would need to put on a large-scale conference.
Welcome to Harford Business Beat, featuring members of the Harford County Chamber of Commerce, sponsored by Harford County Living, bringing you all the good positive news, businesses, events, organizations, people, and just everything great here in Harford County. Go to harfordcountyliving.com and find out more. I'm your host, Rich Bennett. Let's go meet some members of the Chamber. Natalie and I are sitting here today. We have two gentlemen on with us, Austin Whitcomb and Bo Condon, both of RL Productions. And you're about to learn more about RL Productions, what it is they do, how it is they can actually help your business, and then we're going to get into some discussion about the Chamber. So first of all, Austin, Bo, how you guys doing, man?
Doing wonderful. How are you, sir?
Doing good. So who wants to take the lead on this? Tell us, what exactly
is... I'll go ahead.
He was quick on
sorry.
That.
I'll go ahead and take the... I'm used to being quick on it. You can restart it if you want.
No, you're fine. What exactly is RL Productions?
So RL Production is a event solutions and video marketing company. We specialize in video marketing, social media assets, and broadcast assets for local businesses in the DMV area. And we also do conferences, summits, and events across the country where we specialize in putting video crews on the ground, as well as providing full production solutions, including live streaming, IMAG, rigging, and all of the setup and stuff that you would need to put on a large-scale conference.
All right, so what exactly do you mean by social media assets?
So anytime you pick up your phone and you hop into one of the apps like Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, etc., those video assets that you'll see, those short little videos showcasing either a product or company or person that will play in either 9 by 16, which would mean you're holding your phone normal, or 16 by 9, which would mean you're holding your phone sideways. Any type of videos like that are either sponsored or used natively in someone's timeline.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that about how you hold the phones. Because with that, is it best to hold it, you know, straight up and down or across? Because if you do it, was it 16 by 9, then you can also add that video to like YouTube and everything else, correct?
Yeah, so it's quite the pickle right now, honestly, right? Just where we are in this realm of video marketing, because yeah, everyone wants to hold their phones like they hold a phone.
Right.
Apps are designing their timelines and their entire overlay structure to be designed that you don't have to ever move the phone a specific way to get it to work. So in order to make your content streamlined with the apps now, it is behoove of you to shoot in 9 by 16, which is keeping that phone again in a vertical format.
Okay.
The problem with that is vertical shooting, it doesn't allow for a lot of detail to be expressed in the frame. So, you know, generally, if it's a video of a product, the product takes up the whole screen. If it's a video of a person, the person takes up generally the whole screen. It's a whole new medium and art that we're having to figure out, and the aesthetics have changed, the framing has changed, rules of thirds has changed. Basically everything that we learned in college and learned professionally how to do this has had to be significantly adjusted. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's still nice to shoot in 16 by 9, or what would be considered, you know, traditional video format. Right. because you can put it on YouTube, and it's still how we watch TV, thank God. And it's what we associate with watching pretty much anything.
Right.
But for whatever reason, just the way that things are changing now, 916 works better on social apps.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that makes sense, especially when you get into TikTok, the reels and all that. Because that's what it's, I think that's what it's calling for. I don't think you can do 16:9 on that.
Yeah, and you can. They just have big, large black boxes
right
around the video.
Yeah.
Doesn't look as nice.
Hey, right. I could do that. It might cut off my face. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, so now Austin chimes in. Yeah, it's going to cut off his like, face. That's a great
that out.
Well, I was going to piggyback off of just the situation and what we're talking about and how 9x16 and 16x9 and how each social media platform is mm-hmm. different. And it's actually funny because you talk about the black bars in there, and it actually affects how your video gets viewed or how many people yes. view that video. So if somebody sees that, you know, Instagram or TikTok will not show it to as many people because it's not as appealing. So it doesn't fit up your whole screen, and that all in, you know, takes into account all mm-hmm. of that thing, all of those kinds of things. So it's not as easy as just recording in 16:9 and posting it because right. you can. It's also about, you know, what you want to get views.
So actually, how did RL Productions come about? Who started it? When was it started and why?
So I opened up RL Productions in 2016. We officially got our LLC. Basically out of college, we both actually went to Frostburg State University.
Nice.
I graduated few years before Austin. We went to high school together too. The plan was to never work together. this was something that came about well after we had graduated. He was in business management in college. I was in mass communication, learning the ways of video. Mm-hmm. And straight out of graduation in 2014, I said, okay, I'm just going to start a company. We'll just see how it goes. This is what I want to do for a living, so I'm just going to go start doing it.
Right.
And, you know, it took me a few years to get it up and running and, you know, just kind of kept grinding with it. And eventually Austin was in a position where he was like, you know what, I kind of want to go out onto my own and see if he, get his hands directly on the wheel for developing a company. And I had never done any type of business management training. I was always learning on my feet in that regard. Mm-hmm. I was really good at doing the production stuff, but making the company productive was the kind of thing that Austin I knew could bring to the table. So he is about almost 2 years in with RL Productions now, and our growth has been exponential since he's came on board. Nice. And kind of allowed me to stay in the creative lanes while he essentially has come in and managed the company. But we started as primarily doing weddings, actually, and we were primarily a DJ company for weddings and videography services. Yeah, that was
cool.
How the company got its start. But
no way! After, come on, you guys started as DJs. Yeah.
Well, I did.
I was a manager. Okay.
He started doing as weddings. Yeah, so, I mean, but you'd be surprised. I mean, that's actually how most video production companies, at least in this area, got their start. Like, it was doing somebody's wedding. Everybody knows somebody getting married, so there you go. But, you know, I quickly realized that I wanted to get into the corporate world and wanted to start doing marketing for other companies. And once we were there, quickly realized that events and conferences were something that we were really good at. Well, myself, Austin, our entire team that we put together, we all work very well under pressure. We welcome mm-hmm. that pressure. And that's something that events and conferences, you are in the earth's mantle amount of pressure for right. a few days. So you have to be able to handle that and come out the other end with a successful product. And I really enjoyed that. So that's kind of what made us want to get into this events and conferences space.
Hey, Bo, I bet it's a lot less headaches than doing a wedding, too, isn't it?
It's not a lot less headaches. It's just different headaches. Because the reality is...
Well, yeah, so everything's got a headache.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, even with weddings, it's not one of those scenarios where, okay, I was not recording when you did that first kiss. Can we take two steps back, do that one more time for me? You don't get that opportunity. You can't make them do the first dance over. You can't make them do the first kiss better if it was bad. So there's still those pressures of, you know, you've got one shot to get this right. But I just found that the conference space was something that we were able to work in more. But that's what's great about the video marketing stuff and the social assets is we can mold our clients into being better speakers, being good on camera. And if they say something wrong, they get to do it again.
So who are some of your bigger partners or clients, I should say? That people
so
may have heard
we
of.
Have worked with... Yeah, so we've worked with a slew of companies, either as RL Productions or with partnering with other production companies, because it's all about the network that you build and the circles that you make. But we've worked with companies like Amazon, Budweiser, Lyft, doing national commercials for them and event capture services for those kind of brands. Some of our bigger conference brands include CHIPS, which is a women in intellectual property nonprofit out in Silicon Valley area and DC. We also work with BBYO, which is a Jewish youth group organization that's international and is represented in over 140 plus countries. We have done a lot of local businesses in the area. TLC Incorporated out of Gambrels is one of our favorite video marketing clients. We produce a lot of content for them. So there's, we've actually even, done some work for some NASCAR race teams, which is I'm a huge NASCAR fan, so that was a big check mark on the bucket list for me, so I was really happy to do that. So we've worked with a lot of amazing companies, both small and large, and we're only going to continue to grow.
Nice. So explain to everybody, especially like you know, chamber members, because you have a combination of, I like to say, solopreneurs to the bigger businesses. Tell everybody why they need your services.
So the reality is, you know, with how good phones are nowadays, you can get away with not needing us, right? You can go ahead and post your own content and make your own short videos. And, you know, maybe it'll work perfect for your company. We certainly understand that, you know, the marketing budget isn't always the first budget that's taken into consideration when the new business year starts. So, you know, there's plenty of businesses that can get by with just using their cell phones. What we bring to the table is a view from the outside, a creative look at why you do what you do at your company, why that's special, and how we can take what makes you special at your company and flip it to your target audience. So many times, and know how to do that professionally. You know, so many times there's a spray and pray to how you put out content for local businesses because they don't have someone in their team that can tell them, all right, this is how we target to this particular audience, this age group, this county. And we're able to have that knowledge to know what counties you need to attract, know which age groups you need to market to. And most importantly, know how to create content for those age groups. We've you know, had over 10 years of experience growing with these changes in social media marketing. And the reality is you need, if you're an operator of a company, especially a local company, you need to focus on the things that you need to focus on any given day and operate the way you normally operate the business Monday through Friday. It is rare that you're going to be able to take that step back and truly come up with these grandiose creative plans that will set you up for a year's worth of video marketing that will make you successful. It's just, it's hard to do. So right. we come in and we're able to provide that. And because that's what we do on our mm-hmm. Monday through Friday.
So something very important. How do people get in touch with you if they need to hire you for, you know, for your services?
So you can go to rlproductioncrew.com. There's a contact form there, and you can see a lot of the videos that we've worked on over the last couple years. You can mm-hmm. also follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. I believe Austin, do you know? Austin's also the social media genius, so okay. he will know what our actual ats are, because I know our ats tend to change.
Yeah, I wouldn't say social media genius. I manage our social media. I do our best to post what we have, but I would definitely wouldn't say genius. But pretty much RL Production
If you're not a genius, crew, then what the hell am I?
You are a video genius, and you are a genius in every way that you need to be.
There you go. Good save. Nice.
But our handles are either RL Production Crew or RL Productions LLC on any of your Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. You're going to see all of that content. We do posting for other companies, so mm-hmm. our social media isn't always the most up to date, and it's hard for us to be behind the camera producing social media content for right. other companies, and then also remember, oh crap, we have to take videos for ourselves, or we have to take pictures for ourselves. Do you think we'd have a lot more content than that? But because we're so focused on our clients, it's kind of hard to do. So it's kind of funny, and it's, you'd think that we would be covered in videos and professional videos and graphics and things like that, but it's actually, our focus is all on our clients, so right. we don't. That comes second, which is also another reason why, you know, companies in the chamber can use us, because they have to focus on their own stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, their top priority is not social media. Their top priority is running a business. So you hire us, and we can make sure that when we come in to record videos for you, we're organized. We limit the time out of the day to film, so we're not going to be asking you questions. We do a lot of pre-production and a lot of pre-production meetings to make sure that when we come into these companies and our clients, that we know what we're doing, they know what we're doing, and we're in and out, and we're effective with the time. And that's very important to a lot of companies, a lot of business owners these days, is their yeah. time is very limited.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, and time's definitely important. That's for sure. So how long have you guys actually been a member of the chamber?
So I guess we joined. Austin, you probably know the exact date.
I don't know the exact date. I know, I think it was in the June of last year. I mean, I probably could go back and find the exact date, but it was June of last year, somewhere around there. We actually started and joined HBN, Hartford Business Network. Right. And then we went from there.
Now, is this the first chamber you guys have been a member of, or have you been a member of other chambers before?
So we are also a member of the Chesapeake Gateway Chamber. They are the closest chamber to our office. We are essentially located in White Marsh, but we knew that we wanted to not only start working in the Harford County area more, but I'll right. be honest with you, we met Kurt Jackson of Apex Business Solutions, and he explained to us essentially how active the Harford County Chamber mm-hmm. is, and showed us Harford Business Network and all of the great things that are going on in the Harford County Chamber. And it was really one of those scenarios where, like, how do we not join?
Right.
Because there were so many benefits to becoming a member of that chamber. And we haven't looked back. I mean, we intend on being a member as long as we're around, just because there is so much value in the Harford County Chamber.
Well, it's a no-brainer.
Oh. You just made my day. Thank you.
Put that on a bottle and sell it.
I like that. Look, never mind. I'm not going there. So I was just going to say, Apex probably could have take care of that. So you guys have been a member of the chamber since June. What have... And I've seen... correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I saw your guys' name on some sponsorships, correct?
Yeah, so again, through Hartford Business Network, we met a lot of great people.
Right.
And I guess I'm Kurt's going to kill me, but I think it's actually Apex Business Development. You got to correct me on that stuff, Austin. Kurt being one of the great people we've met, we've actually partnered with Victoria Yassim at Red Ball Consultants and Dom at Dasu. I mean, just a lot of power partners that work within our network for marketing. And through that, we were able to start Hartford Trade Organization, become one of the first official, sponsors with them. We helped them with the logo and getting things off the ground and producing some video marketing content for that. That was a lot of fun to do. We also were very happy to be a part of the Hartford Award this year. We were able to produce content for all the awardees for that, which was a great experience and a lot of fun. That was our first year being a part of that event. And then we just got done the Voices of Hope Rock and Roll for Recovery Bull and Oyster Roast.
That was the sponsor for
the Money Wheel. And that Chris and his team put on an absolute blast of an event. I did not wear my RL Productions colors that day. I wore a Jimmy Buffett shirt, and I am really glad I did not drive because I had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Chris is awesome. So what would you guys like to get out of the chamber that you haven't gotten from the chamber so far?
That's a tough question. We got a lot of stuff out of the chamber in only, 8 months, 10 months.
I would say we're excited about, we know that there's some golf tournament events coming up. That's something that we're definitely looking forward to because Austin is a golfer. I am really good at finding the beer cart. Like, I can spot that thing from eight holes away. But, we're very excited for those events, and we're excited to see really what the spring and summer brings because, we joined a little late, last year, middle of the year, so we were slow in getting into events. So, really, we're just excited to see what new events come. We're big on the events that get us up and walking around.
Right.
The masterminds and things like that, those are great. We enjoy those too. It's hard for me to put that brain on sometimes because generally if it's before the workday starts, I gotta start getting the normal workday done. Right. So we're excited for the afternoon events, the happy hours, those kind of things, because you can really bond with businesses and becomes less about, something that actually I'd like to say what makes this chamber so great is it's less about the referring of business back and forth and making that be a monetary value that is tracked. And it's more about actually making these connections and building relationships with people, which is what we've found at those afternoon events, evening events. And it's made a world of difference in our connection to the community and our ability to be a part of the Harford County area.
Well, Natalie, do you have any questions for them before they start asking you questions?
Uh-oh. I know. And then it's my turn in the hot seat. thank you guys so much for all the high praise. It just makes me so happy to hear that you guys have had a great experience with us. And I know we've had a lot of fun connecting at all the different chamber events and things. So I just really appreciate not only the kind words, but your enthusiasm for jumping in with both feet and getting involved. We really appreciate that. And I know that's definitely the easiest way to get involved in the chamber is just jump in with both feet. And you guys are perfect examples of that. So thank you. I don't know if I have any questions. I'm just happy to sit and listen and learn because you guys are speaking my language when it comes to marketing and social media. That's definitely one of my passions. And I would love the opportunity in the future to pick up a camera and learn more about photography and videography just because I think it's super cool. So I'm always following you guys just to see what you guys are doing because it's just an interest of mine. So I'm enjoying just learning from you guys. So thanks for coming on.
You're good at what you do too, Natalie, and I'm just glad to see you finally make it through the door in that last video.
Thank you. I know I'm not the professional videographer, which is pretty evident, I think, in my content. But hey, we do the best that we can with a cell phone camera, and you have a good time with it. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, I think what's important though is that you're getting the content out there, and you're getting the good information out there too, and you're providing value to the chamber members. A lot of people in the chambers that we've been in a part of is, you know, they kind of just let the chamber members decide what's going to happen. There's not a lot of information given to them other than networking events or just events that happen. So the fact that you're doing a day-to-day kind of thing, just giving out information like that is awesome.
Thank you.
Content is very important. All right, Austin Bo, this is your chance, man. You get to ask. This is our session where we call Ask Natalie Anything. Well, not anything. Whoa. I mean, anything about the chamber.
Yes. Best to clarify. So my question is, what are some of the ones that you can share? I would say the next big events coming up in the next month or so that you're excited about within the chamber.
Good question. Well, I mean, yeah, you've kind of come in at the perfect time because the spring is one of the busier seasons at the chamber. And you can't go wrong. There's always something happening, always, at any time. I think our biggest event in May that is coming up will be our military appreciation luncheon. So that's definitely a more formal event, just in celebration of our military community in the county. And that's just it's just a really good way to come out, show support for our military community and get connected with those resources for those that are interested in learning more about APG, building relationships with both the people on base and the businesses that operate on base. So that'll definitely be a great one. We will also have our mini golf fundraiser that we hold every year that fundraises for our scholarships. So if you didn't know, the Harford County Chamber Education Foundation gives away several $1,000 scholarships every year. And this mini golf event is just, it's just a fun time. Come out, hang out, play some putt-putt, and whatever we raise from that event goes to supporting those scholarships and kind of determines how many we get to offer in the next year. So, no pressure, but if you're trying to send some kids out to college, come out and play some golf, raise some money. That's always a fun one. And then in June will be our big annual dinner. So that's just, annual dinner sounds so formal. It's not. It's a fun time. It's a fun time just to come out as a chamber and, get together with all of your chamber friends. And, we kind of recap everything that we've accomplished together over the year. And we just enjoy a good meal together and hang out and continue to build those connections, like you said, and just kind of, spark some ideas for the next year. So there's plenty going on. You hit it right at a perfect time for major events at the chamber.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, that was an easy question. Give her something hard, Austin.
Well, I have two questions. One's going to be kind of a formal one, and the other one's going to be kind of a fun one. And it'll be for both of you guys to answer because I'm curious. The first question I have is, if there's one thing that you want members to gain from being a part of the Harford Chamber, what would it be and why?
You want to go or you want me to?
There's so many things. I have to think of just one.
I would have to say the connections. Because, and connections can last for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And you guys mentioned it earlier. It's not a matter of just, finding business. No, it's not that, man. It's making the connections. And I've said this before. I've been in several chambers, but this one it feels like family. And I think that's the big thing is making the connections.
That's awesome.
I didn't steal your answer, did I, Natalie?
I have another one. Okay. So, I mean, I would definitely say connections as well, just as I think maybe as the most obvious, mm-hmm. you know, like benefit that, you know, when people think of a chamber, they think of building connections and new relationships. I think my number one thing that I would want every member to know is how the chamber is going to help you stay aware of local advocacy efforts.
Yes.
That's something that a lot of people don't know is, you know, the chamber was originally created to advocate for small business and to be that voice and to make sure that their voices were heard, especially, you know, local, state, federal level when it comes to, mm-hmm. to politics, that they're often overshadowed. And just in my time at the chamber and being a business owner myself, there have been so many times that the chamber has saved my butt with something when it comes to local advocacy that I probably wouldn't have known of otherwise. You know, things like, you know, the new registration requirements for your beneficial owner information that you have to report to the federal government. I had no idea until the chamber, I had to post it for the chamber. And things like, you know, these ongoing, you know, debate right now about taxes and sales tax and introducing a new service tax. And as a service-based business, that's a big deal.
Yes.
And just things that I wouldn't have known about and wouldn't necessarily have appreciated the impact that they could have or the fact that I could and should get involved in them to better support my fellow business owners and community. So I think that's definitely one of the biggest ones for me is just, it was a wake up call for me. So hopefully it's been a wake up call for some other people too, have realized just how much is going on at the local level, at the state level, let alone the federal level. So, and just staying aware and how much that's really going to help you navigate the business world.
You know what, Natalie, and thanks for bringing that up about the service-based tax.
Yeah.
Because I know they've been trying to do that for a long time. And I think in all honesty, that's just going to hurt a lot of businesses.
Yeah, for sure.
But so, yeah, I don't know how it helps any businesses. We're already being taxed on that income.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Taxation is taxes and double taxation is theft.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So hopefully by the time everyone's listening to this, there will be a resolution in the favor of local business. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely something that we as a chamber are fighting against and have already submitted testimony in opposition of. So hopefully, what I have heard right now, that seems to be the case. 99% of people are in opposition of it. Mm-hmm. So we'll hope it stays that way.
Well, no, I have to say we appreciate that work because that's something that I haven't seen a lot of chambers doing. So going into that space and, you know, having the cojones to take on the local government and provide that platform for businesses to defend themselves at, from a chamber aspect, I think is admirable and we really appreciate it.
Thank you. No, thanks for asking the question too, because I think it's not very glamorous work, right? And I think anyone in that realm could tell you that. And then people don't realize what's happening until either it's too late or until there's like a major crisis and they're like, oh no, help. So it's something that I just try to reiterate to people, stay informed, like stay in the know, stay active so that it doesn't catch you on the other side when it's either too late and you're in a panic. Just to stay ahead of it and work together to hopefully, you know, make it better. That's what we're here to do and bring together the community. So.
Love it.
Go ahead, Austin.
Yes, we need a fun question. What's our fun question?
Yeah. So, well, this question comes from in my previous job as a manager, I used to conduct a lot of interviews. I'd hire a lot of people, and I got tired of the same old interview questions of like, what are you going to bring to this company? You know, tell me a little bit about yourself. I got tired of that. So I was asked this question in an interview once, and I loved it. And it tells you a lot about people, and it kind of opens up. But if you could be an animal, what would it be and why? So what animal would you be, Rich? And what animal would you be, Natalie?
Love it.
You want to take this one first? I already know my answer, but go ahead, Natalie.
Yeah, no, I know mine too. I would definitely be my favorite animal, which is an octopus.
Bup.
Because I know, and I get that reaction every time. I think because they're so intelligent for the fact that they are just basically a ball of jelly, right? Like, they have absolutely no structure. They have no bones. But they're like the most intelligent cephalopod on the planet. And we have no idea why. Like, science has no idea why. They're super smart. But they're also just like cute and squishy and just float around in the ocean. And I feel like that would be a pretty chill way to live life, is just hang out and float around and just have a good time. But also knowing that like you're good. You're smart. You know what you're doing. You can navigate challenges and, you know, open jars with food in them and stuff. It would be great. Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
You do know that a lot of people like to catch octopus and grill them up, right?
Yeah, that would definitely be a downside, I think.
I love grilled octopus.
That's awesome. But I think that matches your personality perfectly.
Yeah, I guess maybe they weren't the smart enough ones to escape the fishing net.
The animals they do, and it matches.
See, and I was not expecting that. When you said octopus, I thought you were just going to say because you have eight arms and you could do more things and get everything done faster.
Yes, that there are definitely days that I would love to have eight arms. For sure.
Well, mine's not as exciting as yours. I mean, I just want to be an English bulldog because it's the Marine Corps mascot. Me being a Marine, it's like, why not?
That is awesome.
My brother was a Marine too, as well, or is a Marine.
Oh,
once a Marine, always a Marine, right?
But yes, absolutely, yep. Absolutely. So once again, well, unless you guys have any more questions for Natalie,
That's it for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. So once again, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you guys, the website, social media accounts, phone number, whatever, everything.
Bo, you want to handle this or you want me to handle it?
I got it. So you can head to rlproductioncrew.com or give us a call at 443-602-4259. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and that's it, right? Awesome.
LinkedIn.
So I'm going to hand it back to you anyway.
LinkedIn is the other one.
LinkedIn. Oh, see, I always forget about the LinkedIn. I'm so bad about
it. We just started that recently, so we're getting that picked up.
Yeah, that's why.
And Bo, what are those social media handles?
It's at RL Production Crew or at RL Productions LLC. It is the red and black R logo. If you see that, you know you found us, and chances are you'll see that we're also connected with a lot of Harford County businesses, so that'll be another cue.
And I don't know if you said this, Bo, so I apologize, but you can also email us at tell, T-E-L-L, at rlproductioncrew.com.
Why the tell?
That's
interesting.
I guess Bo can handle that because he created it, but it's kind of a blanket email for us.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you want people to come tell you about all the things that they need, all the videography they need.
Yep.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. And because contact at rlproductioncrew.com doesn't even fit on the back of a boat, let alone a t-shirt.
I love that, though, because, yeah, a lot of people, it's either info or contact or whatever, but tell.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, it's unique. I like it.
Bo, Austin, I want to thank you guys so much. Natalie, good seeing you again. And God, we will see each other out there somewhere. And those of you listening, if you're not a member of the chamber yet, what are you waiting for? Thank you for listening to another episode of the Harford Business Beat. If you're a member of the chamber and you would like to come on the podcast, just contact me. Email rbennett That's two N's, two T's at HarfordCountyLiving.com. Again, R. Bennett at HarfordCountyLiving.com. Or you can find me on Facebook or LinkedIn. And we'll go ahead and get it scheduled and get you set up so you can come on. You can tell everybody about your business, whether they're in the chamber or not. They're going to find out more about you. Again, R. Bennett at HarfordCountyLiving.com. Until next time, my name is Rich Bennett with Harford County Living. Stay safe and stay busy.